The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens. Author's Preface. This story was begun within a few months after the publication of the completed Pickwick Papers. There were then a good many cheap Yorkshire schools in existence. There are very few now. Of the monstrous neglect of education in England, and the disregard of it by the state as a means of forming good or bad citizens and miserable or happy men, private schools long afforded a notable example. Although any man who had proved his unfitness for any other occupation in life was free, without examination or qualification, to open a school anywhere, although preparation for the functions he undertook was required in the surgeon who assisted to bring a boy into the world, or might one day assist, perhaps, to send him out of it, in the chemist, the attorney, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the whole round of crafts and trades, the schoolmaster excepted. And although schoolmasters, as a race, were the blockheads and impostors who might naturally be expected to spring from such a state of things and to flourish in it, these Yorkshire schoolmasters were the lowest and most rotten round in the whole ladder. Traders in the avarice, indifference, or imbecility of parents, and the helplessness of children, ignorant, sordid, brutal men, to whom few considerate persons would have entrusted the board and lodging of a horse or a dog. They formed the worthy cornerstone of a structure which for absurdity and a magnificent high-minded laissez-aller neglect has rarely been exceeded in the world. We hear sometimes of an action for damages against the unqualified medical practitioner who has deformed a broken limb in pretending to heal.